Attention, servitor. Addendum number 636121. File Gamma. Protocol Omnia Majoris. Scribe Tallery recording. Let it be known that the 409th supply convoy to the Myrtial system has been diverted via the colony on Rosine due to anomalous stellar navigation hazards. This datum to be recorded and transmitted by astropathic medium to all relevant contact points. See subclause 8 alpha.
Servitor confirms. Scribe Tallery.
It was, on reflection, remarkable how circumstances could change so radically after just one unexpected event. That was all that it took to begin the unravelling of Catano Tallery's well-ordered world. The breaking of a single link in the chain of fate. The unanticipated ending of a life.
Stocks of Class 2 engine coolant modules for Javelin variant attack speeders are to be increased from 40,000 extant to 67,000. Expedite immediate. Refer and submit docket.
So the axiom of the great Terran administratum held. There was no more serious task than the logistics of Empire. In an Imperium that spanned not just planets and star systems, but an entire galaxy, the business of maintaining government, of financing war and peace, of keeping supply lines open, was an endless challenge. If the warriors of the Legiones Astartes were the fist of the Imperium, the Navigator Guild its eyes, and the Astropaths its voice, then the monolithic administratum was the heart pumping vital lifeblood through its veins. Nothing moved from world to world, not a starship, not a man, not a morsel of food, without the great machine of the administratum to manage it. And in a time of conflict, the vital responsibility of this office became even more important.
Servitor, record that battle salvage from engagement on Jodon and Helicor is now cleared for repurposing. Wrecks and dead ships pending dispersal to Primus Forge worlds.
Docket confirmed.
This was Tallery's life, this kingdom of numbers. And she was proud to be a part of it. One amongst many ranked scribes on Riga, now working for the Departamento Munitorum, it was her task to see that the food, supplies and weapons passing through the orbital plate's docks moved seamlessly across the vast span of the Emperor's domain. It was a task that she was ideally suited for, with her natural, eidetic memory.
Next item. You will request a signal confirmation from the proxy server array on Luna. Refer to...
Tallery! Scribe Tallery! Your attention.
Please restate command.
Dictation halt. Kelkenod, you cannot simply interrupt me in the middle
of... This is important. Stop what you are doing.
The impromptu appearance of scribe adept Volo Kelkenod was never something that Tallery enjoyed. A fussy, self-absorbed man, he always seemed swamped by his official duty robes, in direct contrast to Tallery's rake-thin and somewhat angular aspect. Although they technically shared the same rank in the complex operational structure of the Departamento Munitorum, Kelkenod always spoke to her as though she were an inferior. He had an irritating habit of taking an interest in logistic operations that were nothing to do with him, offering so-called advice that was never anything more than thinly veiled criticism. But his usual querulous manner was absent. In its place, there was real panic.
What has happened?
It is my burden to bring grave news. Our honoured adept senioris, Curator Lond, he was found dead in his dormitorium this morning.
What? How?
The Medicae says it was heart failure. He did work so hard.
Only in death does duty end.
And it does not end with Lond. Come with me. We must take steps, and do not speak of this. It is imperative that the workflow remains constant.
Curator Lond was only notable by his absence in the Riga Munitorum complex. Given to sequestering himself in his private chambers for days at a time, Tallery's superior was barely visible to those who toiled under his orders. His existence was only confirmed to her by the steady tide of advisory notes and information requests that flowed from his data queue to hers. Or so it had been until today.
Look, do you see? We have a problem, Tallery. Lon's work is piling up and we cannot allow it to bottleneck in this office. The last thing any of us wanted. An audit.
Agreed. We should contact the Centrum office then. Inform them of the situation.
I have already done so. A new curator will be dispatched from Terra to take up Lon's post as soon as possible.
Oh, I thought...
You thought I was going to suggest you to be promoted? Take his place, is that it? You forget yourself.
I have more than enough experience.
The man's flesh is not even cold, Tallery. I hardly think it appropriate to brush him aside so swiftly.
They turned you down for the post, didn't they?
The other scribe's face took on colour, and she knew that her guess had been on the mark. He grimaced and moved to Lon's wide desk, gesturing sharply at neat piles of data slates and sheets of photic parchment.
Our late curator's work in managing the movement of military hardware, starships and assorted materiel through Riga's docks was... It is a vital cog in the battle to oppose the treachery of the War Master.
I am well aware of that.
Then you also know that something as trivial as one man's untimely demise cannot be allowed to slow the processing of our data. The flow of permissions, certifications and other sundry formulae must continue in order to oil the gears of the Imperial bureaucracy. Without that, there will be...
Chaos, yes, of course.
I have been granted authority by the Centrum office to shift all of your current assignments to your servitor adjunct for temporary processing.
That half-witted cretin! I don't want a brain-wiped menial blundering through my data queue.
And task you with completing all of Curator Lon's unfinished assignments until such time as his replacement arrives on Riga.
What? For throne's sake, Kelkenod, there must be 200 incomplete dockets here.
At the very least. So, I suggest you get started. Immediately.
Tallery scowled, and by force of habit, her free hand went to her wrist, to the golden chain and the icon hidden beneath the cuff.
Emperor, give me strength.